palagi po nating nadidinig ang salitang diversification. Alam ba talaga natin ang tamang pamamaraan upang maging maayos at effective ang pagda-diversify ng ating mga investment portfolios? Many investors po kasi in the Philippines tend to diversify by allocating a significant portion of their portfolio into stocks that still belong to the same industry. Wala naman pong mali dito. Pero ano nga bang mga halimbawa nito? Hi, this is June Fernando and I'm from Raffer Financials. Kamusta po kayo mga ka-RFF? I hope everyone's keeping safe and well. Welcome back to our YouTube channel. Palagi po nating nadidinig ang salitang diversification. In finance, diversification is the process of allocating capital in a way that reduces the exposure to any one particular asset or risk. In layman's terms po, it is a concept wherein you don't put everything and all your eggs in one basket. Sabi nga po ng mga eksperto, isa daw po ito sa mga magagandang strategies upang mapalago effectively ang ating mga pera habang napoproteksyonan din po ito sa mga different kinds of concentrated risks. Ngunit, ang tanong, alam ba talaga natin ang tamang pamamaraan upang maging maayos at effective ang pagda-diversify ng ating mga investment portfolios? Sa araw po na ito, minarapat naming i-discuss ang lima sa mga common mistakes na pwede nating matutunan at hopefully ma-avoid when we talk about diversifying our investment portfolios. Mistake number one. Over-concentration in a single industry. This happens commonly to those invested in the stock market. Many investors po kasi in the Philippines tend to diversify by allocating a significant portion of their portfolio into stocks that still belong to the same industry. Wala naman pong mali dito. Pero ano nga bang mga halimbawa nito? Kapag naglalagay sila ng pera nila sa, for example, sa BPI, meron din po silang pera sa Metro Bank, BDO, at sa iba't iba pang klaseng banko. Akala natin ay well-diversified na po tayo sa lagay nito. Ngunit ang ganito pong sistema ay maaaring maging extremely risky as the performance of a single sector can greatly impact your entire investment. Another example is, let's say, nag-i-invest ka ng malaking portion ng portfolio mo sa Philex, Semirara, Apex, at kung ano-ano pang mining companies who are all good naman na mining companies sa Pinas. Ngunit, biglang may masamang balitang makakaapekto ng mining industry. If the stock prices in these companies suddenly plummets due to unexpected circumstances like, for example, regulatory issues, yung investment mo could also be severely affected. The problem is, kung nandito lamang po lahat ng pera mo, paano na lang kung may iba ka pang financial requirements na nakasalalay dito? Upang maiwasan po natin ito, consider diversifying your holdings across different sectors and asset classes. This spreads out the risk and allows you to benefit from the potential growth of various industries din naman. Likewise, investing in a diverse range of stocks, bonds, and other assets can help mitigate the impact of investing in a single industry performance on your overall portfolio. Because neglecting po asset allocation is a very common mistake. May mga ilang investors sa Pilipinas ang parati pong nakaka-overlook nitong crucial aspect na ito. I-consider mong maglagay ng portion of your portfolio into bonds, money market placements, time deposits, and other fixed income assets that can provide stability and income during market downturns. And so, the next mistake is mistake number two, which is over-diversification. Hindi naman po porkit inallocate mo na din ang lahat ng pera mo sa iba't ibang instrumento ay tama na din ang ginagawa mo. Investing in too many different types of products and instruments din naman po is also or could also be wrong as it can also lead to over-diversification. Ang isa sa mga hindi magagandang resulta nito ay hindi mo na rin siguro napapalago ng maigi ang pera mo because you're also spreading your funds too thinly across different asset classes. Maaari pong masyadong insignificant na din kasi ang mga halaga ng investments mo sa mga instrumento katulad ng mga stocks, kaya miski lumipad po ang presyo ng isa dito ay di mo na din ramdam pag kumita ito dahil na-dilute na din ang returns mo sa liit din kasi po ng position mo sa stock or instrumentong ito. Over-diversification can certainly result to lower overall results ng performance ng investments mo. Another watch out pa is ang pagda-diversify mo sa mga instrumentong pare-pareho din naman ang portfolio at objectives. Miski alam naman po natin na minsan ay pare-pareho na rin lang naman ang potential for returns and risk exposure ng mga ito kasi nga halos pare-pareho rin ang laman ng mga baskets nito. And so, mistake number 3 is lack of geographic diversification. Ano bang ibig sabihin nito? Many investors in the Philippines, for example, limit their investments solely within their own country. While it's important to support the local economy, this approach can also limit your exposure to international growth opportunities. Remember na marami ding malalaking oportunidad na meron ang mga sophisticated na economies. Kaya, mahalaga din po sana na aware tayo dito at makapag-participate din sa mga tulad ng mga bansang ito. Halimbawa, kung ang Pilipinas ay kasalukuyang humaharap sa market challenges dulot ng nagdaan na kalamidad o di magandang karanasan sa nagdaan na eleksyon, while other regions experience growth, your portfolio would not be able to ride and participate in the growth stories of other markets kasi dito ka lang sa bansa natin naka-invest. By diversifying geographically, you can mitigate this risk and tap into various global investment opportunities. I-consider mong mag-invest in international stocks, mutual funds, and the like to gain exposure to different economies din naman. This way, you can take advantage of global market trends at the same time, reduce din naman po your vulnerability to domestic economic fluctuations in your own country. The next mistake is number 4, which is failing to rebalance your portfolio. Pag na-establish mo na ang asset allocation mo, it's also important din naman to periodically review and rebalance your portfolio. Ang problema kung minsan ay nakakalimutan nating paglaanan ito ng panahon at importansya. Akala natin basta nakaspread na ang funds mo across different sectors, asset classes, and instruments ay okay na tayo. Let's say you have allocated a certain percentage of your portfolio to stocks, bonds, and real estate. Over time, the performance of these assets may cause your allocation to shift. Kung di ka nagre-rebalance regularly, you may end up with an unbalanced portfolio that exposes you din naman po to unnecessary risk or even additional unnecessary costs. Kaya naman, it would also be good then to consult a licensed financial advisor who can help assess and guide you in this step. Maganda ding ugaliin na pati itong activity na ito ay naika-calendar mo din. Mainam ito upang ma-remind ka kung gaano mo kadalas ito dapat ginagawa nang di mo makakalimutang i-assess ang current na lagay ng overall investment portfolio mo. And so moving on, last but not the least is mistake number 5, which is not considering risk factors. Some investors, especially here in the country, overlook the importance of understanding the risks associated with their investments. Sadly, marami pa nga po sa ating mga Pinoy ang mahilig gumaya lamang sa mga kakilala natin pagdating sa pagmamanage ng ating mga investments. Always remember that there is no single best investment ha. Ang lahat ng instrumento ay may kaukulang advantages at meron din naman pong disadvantages, risks, and rewards. Kaya naman, what may work for others may not necessarily work for you. Kailangan nyo ding intindihin ang behavior at risk appetite ninyo pagdating sa pananalapi. Remember, in investing, meron tatlong general classifications ng risk. Meron pong conservative, meron pong moderate, at meron din pong aggressive. Kaya naman, it is also crucial to do your research and understand din naman po the risks associated with each investment opportunity at wag lang tayo basta-bastang maniniwala sa kung ano mang nababasa natin or kwento ng mga kakilala natin. You really need to take the time to study, assess the risk factors of your investments such as underlying securities, market volatility, industry-specific risks, and economic conditions. So there you have it. Sana po ay may natutunan kayo sa simpleng video na ito. If you have friends or relatives who might be interested in these contents, we hope you can share this video with them. And for those who haven't pa din po, please subscribe to our YouTube and TikTok channels, Raffer Financial, so we can be with you in your investing journey. Again, ito po si Jung Fernando saying thank you so much for watching, for your continued support, and we'll see you in our next video. Stay safe and God bless!